Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Journey to Becoming, a memoir podcast by Fiat Hollins. I am your host, Fiat Hollins, and welcome. I'm going to apologize in advance because as soon as I was about to start recording, I hear all these dogs barking in the background. So hopefully you can't hear it, but I was trying to sit for a minute to see if it would die down, but I've been sitting for about 10, 15 minutes and it hasn't died down, and I want to get through this episode. So welcome to the Journey to Becoming podcast. It's a memoir podcast where I share stories of healing and getting unstuck. It's sharing what I've gone through to help you get through. I realized a few years ago that my purpose here on this temporary earth is to share my story. And I didn't understand that at first, but since I'm on this journey to becoming, I'm realizing that now, because at first it didn't make sense why I was starting a vlog in 2014 and sharing what I was going through, talking about all of my relationship woes and all of that good stuff. That's because I am here to do that so that I can say or show you that you can get through it. Just point blank, period. So this is episode 16. And the title of this episode is Why I'm Happy I Was Ghosted by my ex-boyfriend of 2 years. Whew. So I'm finally sharing this story because if you follow me on Facebook, then you know that I am pretty transparent. Like I said, I share my stories of healing and getting unstuck because I've been in and out of a lot of relationships and am realizing that there's something to be learned from these relationships. And there's a reason why I am going through the pain and the trauma and the issues that I've been going through. So even though I am transparent, I usually don't share what's going on in my current relationship. You know, I don't put my business out there like that. But since he's now an ex, I can put the business out there like that because I'm like, fuck it. So So again, like I was saying, if you follow me on Facebook, then you know that I was in this relationship. I got into this relationship back in July of 2018. And I'm not going to lie. I thought that I was happy. So I'm going to say for the most part, I was happy. Okay. Because he was unlike any of my previous boyfriends. So I would say now that because I am on this journey of healing and reflecting, I'm always constantly analyzing myself and always looking inward, always looking for room to improve. That's what I'm trying to say, not rooms. So I pretty much can own my shit, is pretty much what I'm saying. So I started realizing early on in a relationship that it was probably not a good idea because of the fact that I had just recently gotten out of a relationship and I hopped into another one. That's my pattern. And the reason why I started doing this healing is because I was noticing the pattern of seeing the same behaviors and characteristics in people that were, even though I was with different people, I was experiencing the same type of dynamics in the relationship. So I knew that one, that I was a common denominator, so that I was bringing something to the relationship that it all couldn't be the other person. So I was just like, what is really going on? So the problem is that I'm attracting these certain types of people. So I got out of one relationship, literally, And 1 week later, I got with my most recent ex. But he was very nurturing. He was very attentive. He was caring. Showing me attention. He was supportive of my endeavors. So, of course, it's like, who wouldn't want to fucking be with somebody like that? You know what I mean? But like I said, I broke up with this one guy. We were off and on for about 8 months, which was an abusive relationship. So it was physically abusive at the end, but it was verbally and emotionally abusive throughout. So I jumped right out of that one and got with this guy. So he's showing me all this attention. He knows about the guy because I had been talking about him to him. And so we had developed this friendship. So I jumped into this relationship with him. But everything happened too quickly. I broke up with the one guy, got with this new guy in like a week. We had sex fairly quickly. And then within a month, it was like probably 3 weeks, we moved in together. So he moved in with me because he was having some personal issues. Again, everything was happening too fast. So as I'm getting to learn myself and know myself, I require lots of space. And not only do I require lots of space, because I'm not going to get into all of that, as far as I realize that I have abandonment issues and I had things that, you know, to work through. And if you listen to previous episodes, I'm pretty sure I talk about it in there, or you can go to my website, fiethollins.com. I share about how I realized that I had abandonment issues. And so I was attracting unavailable people because, in essence, I was unavailable myself. So I have this, you know, propensity to push people away and self-sabotage and just all of that shit, right? So I recently took this attachment style quiz, and it turns out that I have like this, I always forget what it's called. Something attachment style. It begins with an F. It always escapes me. Fearful. I have this fearful avoidant attachment style. So it's like, I want to be close to people, but at the same time, I kind of don't trust people. So I kind of watch and observe and not give my complete self because I'm kind of fearful. So that's a whole nother podcast episode. So anyway, my unresolved issues and my insecurities is what led me to just jump into this relationship. And my fear of abandonment. So that's my pattern. So like I said, I'm in and out of relationships. Even though I'm this person that needs my space, I realize that I always have someone waiting in the wings ever since I was able to date. So ever since I was a teenager, whenever I break up with someone, I always had somebody else on standby. And I remember writing this in my journals when I was like 19 and in my 20s, saying that I need to be by myself. So it's not that I've never been by myself. The problem is, you know, I'm always in some type of situationship or messing around with someone. It's never just a full-fledged. So I guess it is like I've never not been with someone. I was mainly just saying that, like, if I'm not in a relationship, I'm usually dealing with somebody, even if it's not a relationship. So, and I realized that that was because I have this fear of abandonment. I ain't gonna say have to, but it appears that I have to have somebody around at all times in some capacity. So, like most people know, or like most people have experienced, when you get out of a relationship, you need to give some time to heal from that relationship, or some space, because most often than not, you usually go back to the ex in some way. So that's what ended up happening. So within 1 month of being in a new relationship, I backslid and had sex with my ex, right? So this is still 2018. So now this is August 2018. Again, like I told you, I got with the new guy in July 2018. Realized, I'm like, no, what the fuck am I doing? This new guy is great. You know, he's nothing like your abusive ass, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck? So I cut it off. Had not talked to him since August 2018, right? So me and the new guy, we go on about our business, right? So of course, no, I didn't tell him I slept with the ex. I mean, why the fuck for? So we go on and we have all these good times and experiences, and to just give some type of background, because that's of course what I'm doing right now. Not only did we move in together within 3 weeks, we also worked together. So that's how I met him. So we worked together, then spent all day at work together. They came home and spent all day together. And it was actually decent, you know, pretty good. I enjoyed his company because I liked that he was like laid back. We could kick it about anything. We both like being outdoors. You know, we were vibing. It was cool. We barely argued, any of that. But our first major disagreement was like a year later. So like I'm not exaggerating. We got into it. But he's that quiet, silent type, which is what I realized later. So we had a disagreement. And when we were on the phone or something, when I came home, all of his stuff was gone. And he sent me this text message. So this was the major red flag. This right there told me the way that he communicated. But the type of person I am, I'm just like, you know, let me just communicate to him because I am a Gemini. So, which is a Mercury sign, and it's all about communication. I'm not saying that I am the best at communicating, but I really do try to improve communication and try to keep that open and yada, yada, blah, blah. So long story short, we got back together. He apologized. I told him, you know, that communication was poor. Thought we were good. 8 months later, he breaks up with me again through text message. So I'm saying all this to say the signs were there. But again, I was choosing to ignore those because, oh, he's not as bad as the previous guy. He's not yelling at me, calling me on my name. He's not hitting me. So I'm just like, I can handle this, right? But the second time, I will be honest, I was just like, I ain't feeling this shit. Like, what is really going on? But because by this time, we had a year in, I'm just like, okay. I know everybody doesn't have the same communication style. I'm not going to just throw the baby out with the bathwater because of my previous relationships. And because I have abandonment issues, I would break up with people before they broke up with me. So I was just like, I'm trying to do things differently. I'm trying to exude some patience here. Bam. So I'm going to back it up a little bit and say that I noticed that each of the breakups were sparked by my lack of interest in sex both times. So the thing about me is that I am a sexual being. I am, like I said, I'm pretty vulnerable, not vulnerable. Oh, I can be vulnerable. I'm pretty vocal and transparent about my life and my story. I'm comfortable in my sexuality, in my expression of my sexuality. So because that's what I do, that's, you know, my blog and my films and pretty much my brand is about me sharing stories and being open. So that's what people know. But in addition to that, he also knows that there's a history of infidelity because, again, since I'm this open book and I started this vlog 7 years ago, because I didn't know who I was, because I was lost, because I was just out there searching and seeking, I have a history of cheating on people. So he knew this too. So that's what prompted me to start this healing journey, because there were, those were all unhealed parts of me. And not things that I'm proud of, but it's my story and I can't take it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it's my story, I can't take it back, because we have to be careful about the stories we tell ourselves, but those are things that happen and I can't take it back. So even though I had changed at this point, so fast forward to October 2020, I think a part of him was still believing that I was cheating. So there were times when I wasn't interested in having sex, because when there were other things going on, like financial issues, car troubles, he was going through issues with his ex-wife and they had twins. They had divorced the same year that I got divorced, which is 2013. And they still were going through his custody issues. She was filing court orders. It was just too much. We were living together, working together, having financial issues. So I wasn't thinking about sex. But as, like I said, a part of him was always thinking that I was cheating. This is what I'm thinking in hindsight. He never admitted that. But so what he would do is he started going through my things. He started violating my privacy. So he would go on through my old phones and checking my messages. And the first time he did not find anything. That was the first time we broke up. And at the time I didn't know that there are like four stages to the end of a relationship. So I was in it and didn't even know it. So this is per the behavior therapist, this IG channel I follow. And they say there are four stages to the end of a relationship. So one is resistance, two is resentment, three is rejection, and four is repression. So just to give a little overview. So resistance is I was going against everything that he says, and everything was, you know, I was criticizing him because at this point I'm just overwhelmed, right? So everything was getting on my nerves. Resentment is when you're getting mad at the small stuff. So, and then blowing it out of proportion. So it could be like, oh my God, why are you blinking? Oh, why are you breathing so loud? What the fuck? So it was stuff like that, right? And then the rejection part is I was turned off emotionally and sexually. So I was kind of like shut down because of everything that was going on. And repression is when I pretty much was numb. I was avoiding confrontation and doing everything just to keep the peace. So, because I knew there were parts of me that was just like, something's just not sitting right. You know what I mean? So, again, instead of talking about that stuff, he was automatically just going through my things. So he did that. The first breakup, that's what happened. Second breakup, every time I would bring up, okay, how can we get through XYZ? You know, how can we get more money? How can we blah, blah, blah? Instead of working towards that, he automatically thought I was fucking somebody else. So, October 17, 2020. Sweetest day here in Michigan. I don't know. I know everywhere that doesn't celebrate that. But it's the male's version of Valentine's Day. So we were good that day. So about like 8 o'clock that night, I noticed that he was being real snippy. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I was chatting with him via text, like with Messenger on Facebook, because I was at my daughter's volleyball practice or volleyball clinics. And I'm just like, why is he snapping on me? So he finally started saying stuff like, you know, we ain't had sex in almost in 3 months, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I'm glad you brought this up because, yes, we're going to talk about it. So I'm thinking everything is good. But I did not know at the time. He was at my house at the time. And like I said, I'm out at volleyball clinic. At this time, he was reading my journals while I was gone. So when I get to the house, I'm thinking we're going to chat it up. or, you know, we usually have a routine of watching movies, blah, blah, blah. Instead, he stayed in my basement because I have a theater room. And I'm sitting here waiting for him in to, you know, say, okay, let's talk or let's watch a movie. His whole, everything was different. And you know your intuition, you know when things are different. You've been around somebody for 2 years straight almost every day. You know when something is different. So we chatted for a few hours because he wouldn't come upstairs. He didn't want to talk. He was saying he was spending time with the kids. So I went to sleep. Next morning, which is a Saturday morning, which is October 17th, I go downstairs because I'm like, okay, I'm going to be the bigger person. Let's talk about this. And when I went downstairs, my journal was next to him. And I noticed that it was a journal from 2018. So the first thing he said was, oh, so you fucked Jason when we first got together. So I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck are you reading my journals? So we didn't even get a chance to talk about that because I'm so pissed that you spent the entire night reading my journals instead of fucking coming to talk to me. And he's bringing up something that happened 2 years prior. So not excusing my behavior because it would have just been a conversation like, yes, I did that. That was fucked up. But again, I didn't cheat the duration of the relationship. So the first month I did have sex with my ex, but after that I did not cheat on him. So his response was, had I known you didn't change, I would have never got with you. That was it. That was the last thing I heard from him. Took him home because he didn't have a vehicle. And I haven't heard from him since. So that was 4 months ago, right? So even though the definition of ghosting is like when somebody leaves unexpectedly without explanation. Yes, I know that he was mad about me cheating on him within that first month of us getting together, but there's no telling what else that he read in my journal, which was a huge violation. So I think it was an unfair advantage because one, because it's a violation. Two, people write their personal thoughts in their journals that is private. Do you know what I'm saying? So I have no idea what else he read that could have prompted him to just be like, fuck her. I'm not gonna, it's just done. And I just think it's, again, per the behavior therapist, who says that it's a cruel rejection. I just think that's a bitch ass way to leave. You know what I'm saying? You, 2 years, every day, all day, you spent this time with this person and they just decide, okay, I can't handle this. But again, the signs were there because, like I said, the 2 times prior, he broke up with me via text message. So had I left his ass alone then, we wouldn't be here getting ghosted or, again, going through my personal stuff because clearly he had a poor way to communicate. But on my end, since, like I said, I had shit to work on as well because we're constantly healing. It's never, the work is never ever done, right? Since I'm constantly healing, I realized that, yes, I have some insecurities too. And it was totally selfish of me to just jump right into that relationship because it felt good with him giving me that attention and doing all those things for me. But the mature and the healed way of handling that would have just been us to continue being friends and just, you know, taking it from there, but not just jumping into a relationship, right? So the reasons why I am happy that I got ghosted because I wasn't being honest. So I wasn't being fully honest. So even though I liked the companionship, I liked him being supportive, I liked all of those things, the reality of it was I was not physically attracted to him. So that was mistake number one. But I felt like I could make up for it by, I would grow to be more interested in having sex with him because I loved everything else about him. You know what I mean? So that was my fault. So again, not something that I'm proud of, but I am happy that it was, he broke it off because I wouldn't have had the balls to do it. You know what I mean? So I wasn't being honest. Two, it's a wake up call. So now going forward, the next person I get with, I have to be attracted to them. I have to desire them and have all the other qualities as well. I have to know that I have to know my worth. I have to just know that I could get what I deserve. You know what I mean? That I don't have to settle. I don't have to just say, I could get just this nice guy, but I can't have this passionate sex. You know what I'm saying? It's like one or the other. It's always been in my life where, what's happened in my life that I can have one, like I have passionate sex with someone and be highly attracted to someone, but the relationship component is not there. The support, the love, all that stuff is not there. I've always had one, but not the other. But I have to tell myself and know that I can get both. You know what I mean? I can have it all. And number three, growth. So that's why I was saying I have the growth from the fearful avoidant attachment to the secure attachment. Because when I first took the quiz, which if you all want to take the quiz to know what your attachment style is, because that's pretty much just saying how you show up in relationships based on how you were nurtured or brought up as a child. I'm telling you, it's very effective. You could take the quiz at personaldevelopmentschool.com. The lady who created the quiz, her name is Tyese Gibson. Go ahead and check it out. So I'm happy because it allowed me to work on myself and to start looking at ways to grow, because I had some healing to do when I got in that relationship almost 3 years ago. And it's giving me a chance to really be crystal clear about the type of relationship I want and to not settle for. That could piggyback on number one. So I really, it's probably just three reasons why I'm happy. But bottom line, that's that. So this is me finally talking about why I'm happy that I got ghosted. I don't like the way that it happened, but it was necessary to happen that way, because otherwise it probably wouldn't have happened. Then it probably would have, you know, dragged out for a whole nother few months or so. So have you all ever been ghosted? What do you all think about this episode? Please check out the personaldevelopmentschool.com. Take the quiz to see what your attachment style is. Also, follow me on Facebook at Fiat Hollins. And also, join my Divine Femininity and Sacred Sexuality group, which I'll be relaunching on September 28th. But it's a group of beautiful women where I help us heal our wounds and our wounds so that we can get the loot, the love, and the life we want. So also, you go on my website to comment on this episode to let me know what you think. And I will see y'all next time, or not see y'all, because this is video, or this is audio. But y'all know what I mean. Bye.